What's up, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Glow Podcast, where we discuss confidence, mindset, manifestation, and so much more. My name is Mariana, and I am here to help you banish your negative thinking and limiting doubts so that you can glow in all aspects of your life. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, my beautiful friends? Welcome back to another episode of the Glow Podcast. I hope you're all doing beautifully well. I just wanted to come on here and record a podcast episode on supplements because I'm getting so many questions from you guys about supplements, whether or not you need to take supplements. You know, as if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I love a Vivo life. I use their products every day. I use supplements. I love supplements, but just how many supplements are actually necessary. So today I'm going to be talking about three of my favorite supplements that I actually think that everyone should be implementing in their diet because they're so important. Whether or not you need to supplement really depends on your body and your diet. You can most definitely get all of your nutrients if you eat a whole foods plant-based diet. However, if you eat mostly junk food, you will probably struggle to reach your daily intake of essential vitamins and minerals. So that's why I'm making this episode, so that we're all amazing, healthy, glowing people. So supplement number one, vitamin B12. Unlike all the other micronutrients, vitamin B12 is not found in a plant-based diet. B12 is made by microbiomes found in the soil, and this is how most animals get their intake of this vitamin, by ingesting small amounts of soil while grazing about. That's why probably you associate B12 with, I don't know, cows or meat, by eating meat. However, the vitamin is actually present in the soil, in the microbiomes of the soil, not the animal itself. So when they ingest this soil when they're grazing about, the bacteria then multiply in their gut, and that's why eating meat is considered a way to get vitamin B12. However, it's not really absorbable this way. Therefore, it is the role of the proteases, a specialized group of enzymes which help in protein digestion, and hydrochloric acid in the stomach to separate the B12 from these foods and then make it more absorbable for the human body. The vitamin B12 produced within our guts is too far down our digestive system to be absorbed by our body, but is secreted into our feces. So our closest relatives, gorillas, get their B12 from accidental eating of soil and their own feces containing the B12 when naturally eating their plant-based diet. Thousands of years ago, our ancestors got this vitamin by eating plants directly from the ground, eating bugs, dirt, whatever they were eating. But nowadays, humans wouldn't eat anything like that. We wouldn't eat anything unwashed. And by washing your produce, you are, of course, decreasing your exposure to pesticides and parasites, but you're also probably decreasing your chance of natural B12 supplementation. So the best way to add B12 into your diet currently is through supplementation. Also, another thing I wanted to add is that animals kept in factory farming are actually injected with vitamin B12, as they don't get a chance to graze about and get it from the grass. So it is therefore unnecessary to consume meat for B12, as you can just get it from the supplement directly. You know, if you're eating meat from factory farms, they have to inject the cows with the B12 since, you know, they're always inside. They basically don't see any sunlight. So they inject it with B12 and then you eat the meat which was injected with B12. You know, just inject yourself with the B12 and skip the whole meat thing. I think that's the most intelligent step, but you make your own decisions. Okay, that was vitamin B12, a very, very important vitamin, not only if you're on a plant-based diet, but literally for everyone, because like I said, many people don't know where this vitamin actually comes from, and then they're deficient in it, la la la, so just supplement with it. Vitamin number two is vitamin D. Vitamin D is sometimes called the sunshine vitamin because it's produced in your skin in response to sunlight. Your body actually produces vitamin D naturally when it's directly exposed to sunlight. And you can also get it through certain foods and supplements to ensure adequate levels of vitamin in your blood. So if yeah, if you don't get a lot of sun, then definitely supplement. And honestly, like, a lot of people just say like eat mushrooms for vitamin D, but I don't think that's a very good vitamin D source at all. Yeah, I think you should supplement with vitamin D, because it's such an important vitamin. It's important in the absorption of calcium and phosphorus and facilitating normal immune system function. Getting enough of vitamin D is really important for normal growth and development of bones and teeth, as well as good for immunity to fight against certain diseases. So now it's summer in Europe, so definitely go outside at least for a few minutes a day, get some sunshine. Otherwise, if you're inside a lot, then consider getting a vitamin D supplement. And the last supplement that I'm going to be talking about is omega-3. Omega-3 is an essential fatty acid that supports the health of our brain, heart, joints, and skin. It is considered an essential fatty acid as it cannot be produced by our bodies, so must therefore be consumed through our diet. I hope that my high school biology teacher is listening to this and is super proud that I am talking about these things right now, because I remember her teaching us about essential nutrients and stuff, and I just think she would be so proud. Anyways, omega-3 contributes to healthy function of the heart, circulation and blood pressure, reduces inflammation, improves joint health, and so much more. Omega-3 is the shit. It is so, so good for you. You know, you can get it through seeds such as flax seeds, but make sure to ground your flax seeds. Ground means like blend them, you know, so they're not the whole seed, because therefore you can absorb it better. Hemp seeds, chia seeds, but if you're going to eat chia seeds, make sure to soak them, because then they're also better for you. But yeah, those are seeds that I mentioned are a great form of omega-3 called alpha linolenic acid, ALA. However, in order for it to be used by our bodies, ALA must first be converted into longer chain omega-3 fatty acids known as EPA and DHA. The conversion rates of ALA to EPA and DHA are not good, with an average of only 8% conversion to EPA and only 0.5% to DHA. This means that you would need to eat almost half a kilo of flaxseed daily just to get half a gram of DHA. Therefore, I recommend to supplement. And honestly, I recommend getting a vegan one, because omega-3 made from algae is much cleaner than fish oil, as it is grown in unpolluted environments and doesn't contain the heavy metals and contaminants found in fish. Because, wait, actually, I don't think a lot of people know this, but omega-3 doesn't actually come from the fish, you know? The fish have to eat the algae for them to get the omega-3. So if you're skipping the fish, it's similar as with the B12 example. If you're skipping the fish and you're just eating the algae, you're getting the direct source of omega-3. So yeah, just skip the fish, because fish, you know, as we know, have a lot of heavy metals and contaminants. And you might be doing yourself actually something bad rather than good, you know, if you have good intentions. But yeah, you just don't know. I was actually just talking to a friend and she was like, yeah, but we need to eat fish oil. That's how we get omega-3, you know? And I just never realized that it's not common knowledge that actually fish don't produce omega-3, that it's actually the algae. So yeah, now you know. You can totally Google that if you don't believe me. But I was also pretty shook, because I grew up thinking that, oh my god, you need fish oil, otherwise you'll die, basically. and it was just the most grossest thing ever. I remember grandma giving it to me and I was like, ugh. Yeah, so I totally feel you. I also didn't know, but yeah, now you know. And omega-3 is such an important one, you know, when I had my eating disorder, and then later I was like eating just high carb, low fat, and I didn't get at all omega-3, because I was basically eating like no fat and I wasn't supplementing with omega-3, and I was really, really feeling super, how would I say, tired. My digestion wasn't great, and I really think that's because I wasn't having omega-3 and enough of omega-3. So yeah, that's such an important supplement. Definitely look into getting that. And all of these supplements I love getting from Vivo Life. You guys know that I work with them, but it's honestly a collaboration from my heart. I've been using their products before I even worked with them. That's how much I love them. And they're really the best of the best. They test for heavy metals, so you know that you're consuming super safe stuff. Their stuff is delicious. And yeah, I wouldn't be recommending to you guys something that I don't use myself literally on a daily basis. So all of these three supplements you can get from Vivo Life. If you would like a discount code, a 10% discount code, you can use the code MARI. I will also leave it in the show notes, the description here on podcasts. But yeah, definitely think about getting one of these three or all three of these supplements. They're so important. And yeah, in the long run, I honestly think everyone should be consuming those on a daily basis. It's just so, so important. So yeah. That's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this little short podcast, but I feel like it was important. And I will catch you in the next episode. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to the Glow Podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend that you think might benefit from listening to this episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next episode.